You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880. The following Lutheran Hour sermon was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer. Its title is The Hope of the Resurrection. And now here's Dr. Meyer.
How should you as a Christian think about the victims of AIDS? On the one hand, you should look upon an AIDS victim with compassion. However a person contracted the virus, compassion is called for. Do you remember the story of the Good Samaritan? Jesus commended the Samaritan because he showed compassion to the man who had fallen among robbers. As a Christian, you should have compassion for the victims of this terrible disease. On the other hand, compassion doesn't mean that you disregard God's will. Many cases of AIDS could have been prevented if people had lived according to the Ten Commandments. None of us is perfect, Christians included, but there's no doubt that AIDS has become an especially great tragedy because people have willfully and sinfully chosen to abuse drugs and to engage in sex outside of marriage, both homosexual and heterosexual. There's a third component to a Christian attitude toward AIDS. That's our special hope. Of course, we all hope that this disease will be conquered. That hope is not unrealistic. I was born in 1947 when polio was a scourge. Some years later, Dr. Jonas Salk discovered his vaccine. Now, today's children only hear about polio from a previous generation, or they read about it in history books. So there's good reason to hope that one day medical science will eliminate AIDS. For that matter, not only AIDS, but cancer, heart disease, and many other diseases. People all over the world, Christian and non-Christian alike, share this hope. But talking to you as a Christian, by the way, if you're not a Christian, I hope you'll keep on listening. You'll learn more about us. Speaking to you in the audience who are Christian, you and I should bring a hope to the AIDS crisis that is even greater than the hope for a cure. This special hope springs from God's love and from Christian faith. In 1 Corinthians 13, St. Paul talks about faith, hope, and love. As a Christian, you'll want to look at the AIDS crisis with love, with faith, and with our special hope. AIDS is not the real problem. If AIDS doesn't get you, maybe cancer will. If cancer doesn't get you, maybe heart disease will. Some way or other, the grim reaper is going to come for you. As wonderful as all the advances of medical science are, and they are amazing, thank God for them, as wonderful as they are, they only prolong life. Science and medicine can stall the grim reaper, but they can't eliminate him. Death still exists, even for Christians. Humanity's ultimate problem is not AIDS, it's death. We need to do more than stall death. We need to have death eliminated, annihilated, wiped out. History. That's a job that only God can do. God hasn't done it yet, but He's working on it, and He'll get it done. Faith, hope, and love. Death came into the world because we humans totally blew it when it came to faith, hope, and love. Love. Our nature is to love ourselves rather than God. You've probably heard a ton of sermons telling you to stop being so preoccupied with yourself and instead direct your energies toward God and other people. Faith. Faith means trusting God and all that He's told us about Himself. But by nature, we trust ourselves. We put faith in our ability, our education, our economy, our science, our whatever. Because our faith and love are by nature centered in mistake-prone human beings, we often live hopeless lives. If we do talk about hope, it's so often a flimsy, wishy-washy kind of hope. You know from experience that if you get your hopes too high, you're bound to be disappointed. Well, we've got a theological word for our failure of faith, hope, and love, and that word is sin. When sin came into the world, death came in its wake. You don't have to read the Bible or go to church to know that something is terribly wrong with humanity. All you've got to do is think about this terrible enemy, death. The Grim Reaper is among us because we are sinners. Now, even though we blew it when it came to faith, hope, and love, God didn't. God is love. Divine love decided that sin and death have to be conquered and eliminated. So God the Father sent His one and only Son into this world. We know this unique Son of God by the name Jesus Christ. He lived almost 2,000 years ago in Israel. He died because He ran afoul of the religious establishment of His day. His death was not a normal execution. It was a demonstration of the great love of God for all sinners. The Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 13, "No one has greater love than this, that a person lay down his life for his friends." That's what the death of Jesus Christ was really about. God the Father sent His Son to meet and to defeat the Grim Reaper. Did Jesus succeed? Yes, He did. When Jesus rose from the dead on Easter, the whole world could know that death had been defeated. This love of God is intended for all people. It's available to the AIDS victim and to the person who doesn't have AIDS. You need only believe that Jesus Christ is your only Savior from sin. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. God's great love invites all of us dying sinners to put our faith in Jesus. Faith is like a hand that reaches out and says, "Yes, God, I believe all these wonderful things about Your love in Jesus." Since we're talking about AIDS and illness, maybe I should say that faith is like the smile and the welcome that a sick patient gives to the doctor. The doctor comes to heal. The patient welcomes that coming. The patient accepts whatever measures are necessary for healing. Faith is something like that. The Holy Spirit moves us through God's Word to confess our sins and to welcome God's love in His Word of Jesus Christ. That's faith. Faith, hope, and love. The love of God received through faith results in a special hope for your future. Whether death comes to you from AIDS or from cancer or from heart disease or whatever else, you as a Christian not only hope for the elimination of the dread disease, more than that, what God has already done for you gives you a sure and certain hope that death itself will one day be annihilated. Unlike others, you have the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. Pay attention now. I said before that God, through Jesus, has defeated death. However, God has not yet eliminated death. That's something He still has to do, but He'll do it. If God would let the Grim Reaper hang around forever and ever, then Jesus really didn't defeat him at Calvary. If God does not eventually annihilate death, then God lied to us when He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." If death is not annihilated, eliminated, wiped out, or whatever other descriptive words we could use, then God is not the great sovereign ruler of this universe, but He's just one of a number of powers. You see, God is compelled to annihilate death. He's compelled by nothing else than who He is. He is the great I Am. He is the Lord of the living. He cannot let the Grim Reaper continue to exist beside Him. So there has to be a resurrection of all flesh. You who have faith and hope and love in God through Jesus Christ will be raised from the dead on the last day, Judgment Day. We don't know when it will be, but on the last day, Christ will literally be seen in the clouds of heaven. The dead will be raised from their graves. The people who are alive on that day will not die, but most important, on that day, both the living and the dead who had faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, crucified and raised for the salvation of sinners, those believers will be taken to heaven with resurrected bodies to live forever in joy. That's what we Christians mean when we say in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. St. Paul describes the process this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 26. Christ was raised from the dead, the first in the harvest of those who have fallen asleep. For since a man brought death, a man also brought the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each one in his own turn. Christ the first fruit, then when he comes, those who belong to Christ. Then the end will come, when Christ hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has put an end to every government, authority, and power, since he must rule until God has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy he will get rid of is death. We Christians need to bring this to bear in our present crisis with AIDS. We have an obligation to do good works in this world. 1 John 3:16 says, This is how we learn what love is. Jesus gave his life for us. We also have an obligation to give our lives for our brothers. If anyone has this world's goods and sees his brother in need but shuts his heart against him, how can he still be one who loves God? Little children, let us not only love in words or in talk, but let us put our love into action and make it real. We Christians can't ignore this problem of AIDS. There are appropriate ways by which you can demonstrate Christian love. You can also speak the Christian faith. This faith God has given is about sin and grace, about law and gospel. Don't simply preach against those who are sick because they've broken God's commandments. Yes, most victims have AIDS because they've broken God's commandments. Maybe you haven't done drugs or had multiple partners, but we've all sinned and we all stand under the sentence of death. So the gospel of God's love and free forgiveness in Jesus Christ is for all of us. We need to hear it. We need to say it. It's for all people. And our response is about hope. When AIDS is conquered, and may that be soon, something else will come along. You and I have to tell the world that the real problem is sin and death. Christ defeated them by his death and resurrection. On Judgment Day, that defeated enemy, death, will be eliminated, annihilated, wiped out. How the world needs to hear about the sure and the certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life. Amen.
Hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.